There was a pretty big announcement over the weekend, or just before the weekend, I should say, regarding a nursing home that is abruptly shutting down. This is in the Windsor Locks area, and it comes after the tragic death of a 93-year-old woman who was stuck outside. To talk about this is Senator Jeff Gordon. And Senator Gordon, I know you and other fellow senators actually just wrote to the commissioner of the Department of Public Health, Commissioner Giuttani, asking a lot of questions about this tragedy, certainly, but also the abrupt closure eventually for Bickford Healthcare Center. Talk to us a little bit about this.
Well, several of my Senate Republican colleagues and I, once we heard about the death of the 93-year-old out in the bitter, bitter cold, we really were outraged that this could happen at a nursing home, and wanted to know what was going on, what more was going on at this nursing home, and what was the Department of Public Health and also the Department of Social Services doing about this, so that way all of us would know, but also the residents and their families at this nursing home would know what is happening, are they going to be taken care of. We got somewhat of a letter back. It really didn't say much. And then soon after that, the state announced it was closing the nursing home down. So we still have a lot of questions and want to know exactly, well, what went on there and exactly what's being done now to keep all of the residents safe and alleviate the huge anxiety that must be there with their families wondering what's going to happen next. When you abruptly close a nursing home, people have to move out within 30 days.
Right. So there's a lot of layers to this, to be honest. And by the way, Senator Jeff Gordon is an active member of the Public Health Committee, which is why, I mean, first of all, he cares because he's a state senator, but he'll also because he is part of this committee. And there's, you know, there are layers to this, right? So first of all, we have a real issue with keeping, I would say, good quality nursing home and these facilities open in Connecticut. Because we just saw a couple of them close in just the last year, including there was an issue with one that was right here in Fairfield County, I believe in Trumbull. So we see this happen, and it's certainly really disturbing. It's scary. It also puts us in a kind of a crunch where, you know, what options do we really have, you know, if and when the time comes that we have an aging loved one, which is why a lot of them want to keep them at home, quite frankly. More and more people want to age at home comfortably. But that may not be the case for everybody. And so to find really great places, this story makes you nervous about it. That's one thing. Another thing is, to your point, Senator Gordon, you now have, what is it? It's a 48-bed nursing home. So all of those residents are still going to be under this care. But where are they going? Because that's also a real process, obviously. But then third point, you know, what you just brought up is this is a woman who was left outside somehow got out of the building. How in the world did that happen? How did this, you know, nobody noticed this, but also that she was outside for a while in the cold and everything. So this has layers to it. And that's, you know, part of what you guys were addressing in your letter to the commissioner. Again, I know this was just a few days ago, but have you heard anything back?
We've not heard much back. We initially heard back that there were things being looked into. We really weren't given much of the detail. We're not asking for patient names or staff names. We're just looking to understand what went on there and what is the state agencies going to do. So we really haven't heard too much. We're hopeful that we're going to be hearing some more. And we're pushing to make certain that the residents and their families know what is going on. We don't want to scare them, but they do deserve to know, and especially to know in very short order, where might the residents go to, and could they get the care that's going to be given there? Is 30 days enough time? Some of these people can be quite ill and need a lot of specialized care. Not every nursing home can do that. So there's a lot of questions out there, and I think it behooves the state agencies to let people know and to make certain that people feel that they can trust the state agencies to do what needs to be done. Otherwise, unfortunately, there's a lot of anxiety out there because not a lot of information is being shared.
Yeah, no question. Senator Jeff Gordon is here talking about this situation in Windsor Locks, but I think it leads to a bigger question, as you just mentioned, Senator. First of all, do we think the issue of a shortage of workers plays into what happened in Windsor Locks or in general when we see facilities close pretty abruptly?
That might be one of the factors. We certainly need to try to figure out more globally in Connecticut. I know some of it can be the workforce. Some of it also can be what is the state doing with regards to reimbursements, paying nursing homes for the care they provide. We know that the state doesn't do a good job reimbursing many different things. And so if that's part of the problem, all the more reason there's been efforts to try to address that because we need to make certain that we're providing the care, but we're also paying for the care that needs to be done so we don't get situations like this nursing home that we're finding out there likely seem to be multiple different types of violations. And one of those violations led to someone's death. So I'm hopeful that can be looked into as well. And I've been reaching out to some of my colleagues to see what we can do to further have those discussions with state agencies.
The state recently ordered the closure of Bickford Healthcare Center in Windsor Locks and is requiring patients to be transferred to other facilities starting, or I should say, by April 10th. We're talking to State Senator Jeff Gordon, who's an acting member of the Public Health Committee, about questions still surrounding this facility, the workers, and just general concerns surrounding our aging population in Connecticut. So I saw the letter that you and other Senate Republicans sent in February, Senator Gordon. It does look like on March 9th, though, the commissioner, Dr. Giuttani, did answer you. And again, it looks like she is taking this investigation very seriously. And I know when the Trumbull situation happened last year, she actually came on our show and also took that one very seriously and went in depth talking about it here. So I wasn't sure if you wanted to comment on you know, what the commissioner had told you guys.
Sure. Yes, I appreciate the commissioner replied to us. We're trying to get some more information to better understand some of the scope about what went on. And also, is there going to be any effort to check in with other nursing homes more often than what normally gets done so we can make certain that these types of things don't happen again? And we're looking for some follow-up as well with the commissioner to see exactly anything more that the commissioner or other state agencies are finding out and what are some of their plans, especially if we in the legislature have to think about, is there anything we need to do to be of help so we can be informed in making our own legislative decisions. So it's good that the agencies are looking into this, and we just would like to understand a little bit more about exactly what's being uncovered, but also understanding more about what is the game plan in a short period of time to help the residents at Bickford and to help them find another location in the state that can take care of their needs. So there's a number of things we're still looking into, and I know a lot of families are looking for answers to some questions as well.
Sure. And I know in her letter she mentions that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they're still kind of doing their findings and looking into that. But as soon as their process is done, she says in the letter that we should be able to get you more information later this month. So hopefully that is the case. In the meantime, though, as you mentioned, Senator Gordon, this really does lead to other questions just in general about our aging population. When I asked about a shortage of workers, I don't say that just because do we have enough workers to run a facility? I question the quality. And again, I don't mean that in a sense of if you're somebody listening and you're like, hey, I work really hard. I work at these nursing homes. It is not an easy job. It's an incredibly taxing job. You are doing, honestly, the work of angels. But there are people who also want to just, you know, take a job and maybe they don't realize the weight of that role, you know, in a nursing home or an assisted living facility. So I'm curious if you feel there is any question of quality. Because, again, if you look at just the death of this 93-year-old, I'm just pulling up the report here. You know, there are questions about the person who was monitoring the back door. There are questions about who, you know, would have noticed that this person was even gone for several hours. You know, so it just, again, I don't know the full investigation. Nothing has really been made public at this point. But that's another question I have is just the quality of who's actually running the places, the oversight. Is it that we have a shortage of workers? Are we cutting corners at all? I don't know if that's any part of the story.
Don't really know fully. You know, we certainly need more workers, and I appreciate very much the work they do, not just as a center, but also as a doctor. I have a lot of my patients who I take care of who are in nursing homes. So I don't want to blame the workers, but we do need to find out more about what went on with the staff. Were some of them qualified for this? Did they have enough resources? What was going on? So there's a lot that needs to be uncovered here so we can understand what looks to be a number of failures at this nursing home and make certain that we're not seeing signs of this elsewhere.
Right.
Also, what might we need to do as a legislature? You touched upon about whether or not there might need to be issues with regards to the workforce, with regards to reimbursement of nursing homes. Those are major issues that we want to be more informed about in this situation so we can see what might we need to do.
Well, and that's the other side of the story, right? So when we talk about a worker shortage, why does that happen? Well, you know, are people being treated properly? Are they being paid properly? Are they getting the support they need to handle patients or residents? I mean, I think that is a huge part of the story. And when we, I mean, let's be honest here, Senator Gordon, one of the other major reasons people want to age at home is because it's actually more cost effective. I mean, when you look at the average price to just have somebody living in an assisted living or a nursing home, you know, anything like that. I mean, it's crazy. You can't save enough in retirement to cover that. It's wildly expensive. And so when you ask that question of where does the money go back to, I don't think it is going back to the workers. I don't know if it is even going back to them or the support that they need necessarily, because I think that plays into why we have such a shortage for sure.
And those are certainly major concerns. Most people would like to age at home. You're right, it is cost effective. It's also better for people physically and mentally. Mm-hmm. But not everyone can do that or afford it. But we do want to make certain that when we're looking at workforce, we're looking at the folks who are staffing the nursing homes. I don't want to blame them, but it may be that they're understaffed. Maybe they're not getting the resources they need to care for people at the nursing home. It certainly could be pay issues. There may be other things that I haven't thought of right now. So that's why we want to understand more about what led to all these failures at this nursing home. And are we seeing signs of this anyplace else? So we can make better decisions legislatively. What do we do about it, working with the nursing home industry? So that's why we want to get some more information so we can try to sort that out, because none of us at all want to see this happen again. And this is a time for us to get the answers to our questions and figure out what we can do in a productive and good way, just not react blindly to something and say, oh, we've attended to the problem. We really need to dig into the details.
Right. Well, and potentially uncover if this is a problem at other facilities to get ahead of it. Senator Gordon, I want to thank you so much for talking about this. Certainly keep us in the loop what happens next.